have you watched season 5 of Stranger Things?
I haven't finished.
So you haven't got to the end?
I've got probably like 3 more episodes to go.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm going to make it, because it is a slog.
I need you to watch it, because I want us to be able to make fun of it together. Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits, 93.3. Thanks for being with us the first Monday after the big, long Christmas holiday. And everyone's wearing the new Christmas clothes today.
I've got my Christmas sweater on.
That's a nice sweater.
Thank you. I love it. My son gave it to me.
Very nice.
And I see that you have a plain black sweatshirt on, which is a radical departure from Hawaiian shirt Woody.
Well, yeah. It's usually when it gets colder, I can't wear the Hawaiian shirts. Unless I wear a bunch of coats over it or something like that. But not long ago, I was dressed up for some church thing or something. I forget what it was, but I had like one of those half-zip sweaters on.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend, Melissa, said, "Oh, you look really nice in that." I went, "Thanks. I like to clean up every once in a while." So for Christmas, almost everybody I know gave me a sweater that looks just like that.
She was going to replace your wardrobe with that quarter zip sweatshirt.
I like how you look at that. So I'm going to get you 800 of them in every color. And I kept opening presents, going to different people's houses and everything like that. And it was like the same kind of sweater.
Oh, look,
and
there's another one.
I said, "Did Melissa talk to you?" "Yeah, she says you love this."
So she has started on a campaign, a silent campaign to change your look.
She wants me to dress like an adult sometimes.
I love when Christmas gifts go from gift to here's how I'm going to change you. Here's a gift to me.
Yeah. It's for my eyes and the way you look.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, aren't you excited about how I'm going to change you?
I can't wait to wear the same thing every day in a different color.
That's not at all what a serial killer would do.
No.
We have a closet full of the exact same shirt.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Today begins the first day in court for Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Former leader of Venezuela, who we went in and just said, "Hey, it's time to go."
Got him.
Yeah. He's in New York. We'll be going in front of a judge at about 11 o'clock our time this morning.
Yeah. He's in the same jail that, you know, the P. Diddy was in.
R. Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
celebrity jail.
That's celebrity jail.
Like, ooh.
The annual list of weird things left behind in Ubers has been released. Some of the more interesting ones are a mannequin head with human hair, a Viking drinking horn, Ghostbusters ghost trap, a chainsaw, breast milk, a turtle, divorce papers, boiled eggs, Ozempic. Wow. And the list goes on and on. One of it is 2 mattresses. So
a mattress.
You don't leave that behind by accident. Somebody just abandoned their mattress, tied it to the top of an Uber and said, "Good luck."
What am I going to do with this? I don't know. For $5, make the Uber guy deal with it.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. That's funny. So McDonald's is getting hit with a class action lawsuit from people claiming the McRib doesn't contain any rib meat.
Rib meat.
That is really kind of just a pretend rib. I mean, it is.
You really don't want to know what's in a McRib, do you?
Yeah. I mean, you can tell it's in a mold.
Yeah.
Shaped like a thing to look like the thing they're pretending it is.
Yeah. Well, hopefully my lawsuit will go through against, Panda Express, because it's not real panda that they're serving. It's the Woody and Jim joke off. We tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh is the loser of the game. Jim, kick us off.
Woody, who were the greenest presidents in United States history?
Hmm.
The Bushes.
Jim, my New Year's resolution is to stop procrastinating.
Yeah.
I'm going to start tomorrow.
Woody, my son told me he didn't think he'd like alphabet soup. Turns out he does. Now he's going to eat his words.
Mm. Jim, I tested my psychic abilities yesterday by trying to melt an ice cube with my mind. It worked, but it took a while.
Hotel tried to charge me $10 extra for air conditioning. That's not cool.
Jim, New Year's Eve at Times Square was kind of overrated this year. I think they really dropped the ball.
If I ever find the doctor who screwed up my limb replacement, I'm going to kill him with my bare feet. Almost.
Jim, they just successfully tested the world's strongest suction cup.
Yeah.
I really don't know how they pulled that off. Oh, God, that hurt.
This morning, Siri said, "Don't call me Shirley."
Mm.
And then I realized I left my phone on airplane mode.
Nice. Jim, today my son and I are getting new glasses. After that, we'll see.
It's easy to convince ladies to not eat Tide Pods.
Really?
But harder to deter gents.
Oh. Ow.
Painful.
Jim, why did Mozart get rid of his chickens?
I don't know.
Because they were constantly mocking him by going, bok, 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 bok. Yes, the classic composer poultry joke is the winner.
It's the chicken impressions.
Okay, the first Monday after the long holiday break. This is really where January starts.
Yeah.
Yeah. January, the month we have nothing to look forward to.
It really hit over the weekend, I think. It's like, okay, New Year's is over. Christmas was over a week before that.
Right.
Now, the great wide-open plains in which tumbleweed roll across our calendars with nothing to look forward to.
Yeah, it's pretty much we're in a desert of fun.
Especially if, like, your football team isn't going anywhere. Like,
right.
You know, the Titans are done.
Yeah.
You know, they're packing their bags up. And
they messed around and won more games this year, so they get the fourth pick instead of the first pick in the draft.
So, I don't know what's on store for us, but it's going to be a long month.
Yeah. There's going to be some hockey, and there'll be some other things.
It's true. Predators are doing great.
What
was your
really
weekend?
Not too bad. We had some fun. Watched Stranger Things over the weekend. We'll talk about that later on, because I guess you haven't seen it yet.
I haven't finished.
Yeah.
And there's a story.
I want you to see it.
Okay.
Okay. Because I want us to make fun of it together. And also tried the new In-N-Out in Murfreesboro. It was an hour wait in the drive-thru. Of course, I went at like noon on Saturday.
Oh, so
yeah,
it's
lunchtime.
Busy.
Yeah, but it was worth the wait.
Very good.
I love In-N-Out. If you get your fries animal style, because the fries are kind of bland, but they add stuff to it. It makes it more tasty.
They just pile stuff on.
Just pile stuff on there. Yeah.
Keep piling. Keep piling.
We know the secret menu.
I went to the Lane Motor Museum this weekend, which is like an old car museum.
Oh, really?
In downtown Nashville.
Sweet. I didn't know about that.
I've seen the sign for it for 25 years and never went. My son called me up and he's like, "Hey, I think I'm going to go check out that Lane Motor Museum."
That's cool.
"Come on with me." So we went and we actually had a really good time. It was cheap. It was like $15, but they have all these like old cars and foreign cars and super weird cars that have like propellers that drive them in like an old biplane.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it was just wild. It was time.
Very
and then,
cool.
I spent a lot of the day yesterday avoiding helping my wife take down the Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
She had decided on Saturday night that we were taking them down. And I said, "Well, I haven't planned on taking them down." And she wanted me to join in a bunch of times. But I did not give in.
I'm not done watching the Titans lose.
I have to see this meaningless game. Exactly.
I actually, this morning, I woke up at like midnight and couldn't go back to sleep.
Oh,
I think it was the extra, you know, industrial strength Sunday scaries.
Oh, yeah. Monday after all the holidays.
Woody and Jim in the morning, totally hits 93.3. We are ready to play Gender Wars, as always, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Got some trees you need out of the way. You can contact them and they'll give you a good price. And it's like the tree never existed. Go to localtreefellers.com.
let's bring our contestants on. We have Fran in Ashland City and John in Las Casas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, good luck to both of you. We have a get acquainted question.
Yeah, let's start with you, Fran. Besides the bathroom, where would you go in your place to get some peace and quiet?
Probably go sit in my car in the garage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just make sure the door's open before you start the car.
That's,
you know,
right.
That's terrible.
Exactly. John, what about you? Besides the bathroom, where do you go to get some peace and quiet?
I head upstairs to my man cave.
Oh, a man cave.
Oh, you got a man cave.
Is there a theme?
Yeah, a little bit sports theme.
All right. Well, you each have a screw you can use. Let's begin.
All right. Multiple choices. How we start, Fran. Are Air Jordans athletic shoes sold by Reebok, Adidas, or Nike?
They're sold by Nike.
They are sold
by
Nike.
Correct.
You got it. Good job.
John, is Love Island USA a reality show streaming on Peacock, Netflix, or HBO Max?
Netflix.
Netflix. Mm. No. That's a Peacock show.
It's a Peacock. Okay. And take a big lead here, Fran. In Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Indy and his dad search for what historic religious relic?
Out of time. Sorry.
You're looking for the Holy Grail. Holy Grail on that one.
Okay, John, you have a chance to tie it. Schwarzkopf makes products for what part of your body?
Are you there?
Out of time.
Okay.
We were looking for hair.
Okay.
They make hair products.
You can seal up a victory if you get this one right, Fran. What does your car's catalytic converter do?
It purifies the air coming out of the emission system.
Yes.
Nice explanation.
The harmful gases coming out of your car.
I learned what that is from listening to you. Fran, you schooled me.
Yay,
and you
Fran.
Beat John.
Good job.
It was a pleasure having both of you. Fran, for winning today, we're going to hook you up with movie tickets. You're going to get a 4-pack of movie passes to Malco Theater in Smyrna. You can go see one of the great movies out right now, like Marty Supreme or Avatar, or you name it.
Very cool.
You hang on, we'll get that to you along with a certificate of bragification. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. Did you hear about the big viral Dr. Pepper thing that was going on around social media?
No, I guess I missed that.
It was, well, you know me, I'm a fiend for Dr. Pepper. I got to have one a day
My
body will explode. there was this woman, she's a big social influencer, and her name is Romeo, and she just like put together the simplest little rambling off the top of her head, and it caught on. She just said this.
I have a theme song for Dr. Pepper, and it goes like this. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Do-do-do-do.
Right. I don't think, even though she has this huge influence, I don't think she expected that to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Thousands of people have taken this on and said, you know what? That's awesome. That should be. And they've like gone into the music studios and created their own version of what she did. And they're pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And some of them are doing like full-blown like TV production.
Yeah,
with
movie
cameras and stuff. And I don't know. Some of these are a jam.
Dr. Pepper, baby, give it to me, give it to me. Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
Straight to number one on the charts.
No kidding. It's got a cool retro 80s feel to it.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
And people are saying, why is Dr. Pepper not like putting this on their page? Because it's pure. It's out there. It's not like the best.
They don't have to. Somebody did it for them.
They're doing it for them.
Yeah, wow.
And it's like, and if they started doing it, it would be uncool. People aren't just doing it out of love.
Yeah. That is awesome. That's so cool.
93.3.
Well, if you're keeping up with the Kardashians, Kylie Jenner dated a rapper and had babies with him, Tyga, and she got a T tattoo on her leg.
Okay.
And now, well, she doesn't have to remove it because she's dating Timothée Chalamet. So
so even if it doesn't work out with him.
Just somebody with the name T.
Sorry.
So Tom Hanks, Tucker Carlson, you still have a chance. Get in there, fellas.
Kylie Jenner. I'm like, well, speaking of Timothée Chalamet, he won the Best Actor last night at the Critics' Choice Awards. And a lot of the winners are winners I think you're going to hear a lot over the next couple of months. He was Best Actor, Best Actress, Jesse Buckley in Hamnet. The number one best movie was One Battle After Another. TV shows, Noah Wiley's The Pitt and Seth Rogen's The Studio. Big winners last night.
Very cool. Morristown, Tennessee, which is out by Knoxville, there was a break-in at a music store. They destroyed the place, and they said, who did this? They looked back on security camera. Apparently, it was a capuchin monkey that got into the record store, the music store, and just started destroying guitars and everything.
I've been hearing that there's gangs of capuchin monkeys raining havoc upon Tennessee.
They escaped from laboratories or whatever, but yeah, I guess they say now, after they saw it on the security camera, they have captured the monkey.
Oh, really?
But he's not talking.
All right. He's not going to rat out his monkey friends.
That's right. He's not a squealer. There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3.
He's a monkey, but he's not a rat.
Totally Hits 93.3. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning Durka walk around the neighborhood.
She was just want to kick herself. Poor Susan, she went to the hospital to get an x-ray on her hand, and she had to take her wedding ring and her engagement ring off so that they could do the x-ray. She set it on a napkin on the table next to her. And then they finished up the x-ray, she went home, and then she realized, oh no, I crumpled up that napkin that had my rings in there and threw them in the garbage. So the hospital staff was kind enough to start going through the garbage with their metal detectors.
Wow.
But they weren't able to find anything until the x-ray technician who was working with her got a portable x-ray machine and started x-raying all the garbage in the dumpster.
Wow.
And after 35 images, they were able to find her rings.
I can't think of enough. And then when he told me what had all happened and how many people I'd help, this is the best place.
Hopefully she doesn't get a bill for $50,000 for all that extra work.
All the extra x-rays. This mood boost is brought to you by Brett Luna, Fox 17's scariest looking and sounding meteorologist.
What are you going to do in the rest of the day?
I'm going to stop by and get some Powerball tickets. Even though
is the jackpot up real high?
I figured less people are playing, maybe I'll have a better chance.
Maybe everybody's forgotten about it. It's just going to be you, and you win.
Yeah,
but the jackpot's only what you put in.
That's right. You win back your $20. Well done. And the kids win too because it's the Tennessee lottery.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm going to go out since it's going to be like 60 degrees and sunny.
Yeah.
I'm going to take down the Christmas decorations outside.
Ah.
I don't know how many days we'll get like this, you know.
That's true.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah, kidding.
Then it's movie night. Everybody's coming over for dinner and we'll watch a movie my wife picks out. It's her turn.
Very cool. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits 93.3.